watching a show about the magic of friendship, and while doing so, discovering for themselves friendship is truly magic. Never fake or phony, not your average cronies. They might be bronies, they might be bronies, they might be bronies, they might be bronies. If you're not offended easily, join Matt and Mikey here each week. They might be bronies, they might be bronies.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode of They Might Be Bronies, where we watch every episode of My Little Pony to see if we're bronies. My name is Matt Ridolfi, and today is a special day. It is Matt's new house episode. Woo! That's why it's so echoey in here, because, you know, new house, no shit in it yet. But I do have a special treat today. I have a guest. Because it's the new house episode, I thought I would invite my new neighbor over. So please welcome my new neighbor from right next door. His name is Esteban D's Nuts. How's it going, Esteban?
It's going well, sir.
I appreciate you coming on the show. How long have you lived in the area?
Going on about 5 years now.
5 years. How do you like it?
It's nice. Yeah. It's calm. It's quiet. There's lots of people around. Everybody's just chilling. We're all just chilling.
Well, it was cool. I met you outside. You were watering your grass.
Yes.
And I was like, nice grass. And you were like, ha ha, grass for ass. And I was like, that's like for gas for ass, right? And you were like, yeah. And then I was like, hey, why don't you come on my podcast? We can get to know each other a little bit better. And you were like, what's a podcast? And I was like, well, let me break it down for you. About 45 minutes later, here we are.
Okay, dude. So like, am I going to get some ass or what though? Cause I was like, grass for ass. And you were like, ha ha, that's weird. You want to come over? It sounded like I was about to get some ass for how nice my grass, like, cause it's grass for, cause when I say grass for ass, I mean, my grass is kept so nice. And if you appreciate that, yeah, then I get ass.
Yeah. No. So, it's not that kind of show. So unfortunately there won't be any of that. Hey, don't worry, buddy. Mikey's my co-host. He's coming soon. You'll get his ass.
I'll get some ass.
Yeah, he'll put up. Okay. Don't worry about it. Okay. He'll put up. He's got a nice, thick, hairy crack. I've seen it.
Okay.
Well, it's like a journey through a jungle.
That sounds
like, or like a forest, you know, you're seeing those like forests, like in old England, it's like, there's a path, but it's like a forested path with thick overgrowth.
Is he more like
there's probably like fairies and butterflies and stuff running around there.
Is he more like a bear or an otter with all the hair?
He's more like a, oh, that's a good question. I'd say he's more like a muskrat.
Oh
yeah. If that makes sense. He's a little more like fiery. He's more like a, you know, he's got that hair like a bear, but like, he's not as, like the water doesn't run off of him. He gets wet.
Oh,
he just gets sopping wet body. And in fact, I have some lube you can borrow. You soap that, all that hair up.
Why are we still nice talking? Do I have to keep doing the stupid podcast?
No,
where
don't
is
worry.
This guy?
The way, what we do is we edit it. Yeah, I don't know if you know, but let me explain what editing is. Hold on. Let me pause it. And that's what editing is. Sorry, that took like an hour.
Yeah, dude. Like,
but now you understand it.
Yeah, my balls are getting blue. I'm just sitting because like,
don't worry, Mike, you'll be here soon.
Because like it was like fucking 3 hours ago.
Let me.
I was like gas for ass.
Yes. Listen.
And you're all like totally bro.
Okay.
And here's, now you're like, oh, my buddy's coming. That was like an hour ago. He's not even here yet. I'm still sitting here in front of this microphone. I want some fucking ass.
I'm going to sell you on this. Okay. So maybe he.
I'm already sold. Mikey, you just got to give me the ass.
Okay. The reality of why we're here. It's not Mikey's ass per se, but how would you feel about fucking a wall?
Well, I think we're done here, sir. Thank you very much.
No, I think you'd like it. It's Mikey's Goodbye. Love shack. It's the wall that fucks back.
Goodbye.
Oh, fuck. God damn.
Hey, who's that guy?
Oh, there you are, Mikey.
Where'd that guy go? It looked like he was looking for some ass.
That was my neighbor.
I've got Esteban. Some hairy ass.
Yeah, you sure do. I was trying to sell him on your fuck shack, but apparently that was the big turnoff. He was interested until I mentioned fucking a wall, and then he was out of here. Might be a little bit of a tenuous neighborly relationship. We'll see. I might have to fuck him.
Yeah, dude, you don't want to have a tenuous relationship with your neighbor. You want everything to be cool and easy.
Did you not follow the
grass for ass rule?
I thought it was like,
did you compliment his grass, but then not give him ass?
I did compliment his grass. He said grass for ass. I thought he was going to come over here and give me weed and then I'd fuck him.
Oh, did you explain that to him?
No, we didn't have time. I was busy explaining editing.
Yeah.
That's a very lack of knowledge about anything, podcasting or editing while like I asked
editing,
him out. Yeah.
Editing is a very, complex situation.
It can be for sure. Well, I'm glad you're here, you know, an hour late, but you're here. I have a treat for you.
Okay. I like treats.
I can't find us any more teas that we haven't had.
Okay.
But we were at Big Lots.
Ooh.
And you know, everyone knows Big Lots is the place to go to find weird shit that you haven't heard of.
I never knew that, but okay.
I feel like I've heard of Aloe Vera King, this company, but this is a watermelon flavored premium like aloe vera drink.
I have had an aloe vera drink before.
I have too, but watermelon?
No.
Yeah,
this is.
I wanted to. So what I was exciting. Doing is walking around Big Lots. We're grabbing some shit for our new house. By the way, welcome to the new house.
It's very nice.
It's very cool. I'm very excited.
Your neighbor's got some nice grass.
He does.
I'll have to tell him about it. I
told him all about your ass, so I think he might be interested.
Okay. Okay.
Would you say you're more of an otter or a bear? Just out of curiosity, what would you say if someone asked you that?
What would I say?
Yeah. What would you say? I'm just trying to think of how well I know you. What
I'd
would
say,
you
say I'm more of a muskrat.
Really? That's
is that what you said?
That's what I said. Oh my God. Oh, it's like, look God. At us, dude. We're on the same fucking wavelength. You and me, buddy.
Well,
exactly. That's exactly it. So good. I'm glad. I think it's more of a muskrat. Okay. Anyways, I wanted to find the weirdest sounding drink. Cause like, I don't know what OKF brand is, but I've had LO drinks before, but I don't know what OKF is.
Mm.
It's a premium health beverage. That's nice and explanatory. But I thought we'd try it. You see anything about shaking?
No. I've been heavily studying this bottle.
Ingredients,
but I see nothing.
Water, aloe vera juice, sugar, aloe vera gel, natural flavors. You know, that's real exact. And then a bunch of science words I can't pronounce. The science words are different in the Spanish. That's cool. Huh. I don't see anything about shaking.
This is watermelon flavor, and I don't see watermelon anywhere.
Hey.
There is red cabbage extract.
Look, contains 0% fruit and 30% aloe. So 70% mystery.
All right.
We're going to get the shit.
You're going to shake it anyway?
Okay. I don't know. Just a little bit. I hope it doesn't explode. This is a new floor that I have here. Well, it's not new, but it's new to me. New to me. Mm. It's pulpy.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it pulpy? Is that an aloe thing?
Yeah.
Is it 30% pulp? Is that the gel? Is it just gel? Is it not real aloe? It's just got gel in it?
Well, that's what aloe is. It's like...
I feel like I'm drinking like after sunscreen lotion. After sunburn lotion.
But with sugar. With watermelon sugar.
I restrained myself.
What?
Watermelon sugar. Yeah, I mean, I guess aloe is like in everything. My family, you know my family, especially the Mexican side, that aloe is the answer to everything in my childhood.
Now it's the answer to hydration.
My grandma used to drive to Mexico to pick up a fucking aloe ointment, but she would get it in Mexico because it was like, so high with aloe and antibiotics that it wasn't legally allowed to be sold in the US. So she'd drive down there and it was the fucking everything lotion, dude. It's like a gel that we use. Like we did on fucking everything. If I got a scratch, a little like infection, anything, put that on it.
Yeah.
You have a headache, put that on it, on your head, head on, apply directly to your head. But it was like this lotion, dude, everything. You got a sunburn, we're going to put that on it. It was wild. It was like, you feel depressed, put a little bit of this on,
Did that work?
Or something. But the depression. That kind of just escalated. But
like,
that might have been
like
separate.
The cuts and shit. And
oh,
like,
fucking it. Oh, the high antibiotics. Yeah.
You got a little tummy ache. You rub a little lotion on your butthole.
I didn't try it as a suppository.
You should have.
I should have.
Can you still get it?
Possibly. But I would have to go to Mexico probably. I don't know where she got it. She hasn't been to the old country in a while.
Just call Mexico the old country?
Well, when
how
you're Mexican. actually, it's not too bad. The watermelon is not as intense as I thought it would be, to be honest. TBH.
Do you think one day when people are like colonizing and living on like Mars and shit, do you think they're going to refer to Earth as the old country?
I think it'll be the old world.
The old world?
Yeah.
The new old world.
They'll have to have like a new order for the new world once they get there.
Do you think they would rename it from rename Mars to something new?
Oh, that's a good question.
New Mars.
Do they name it for ours?
Like, new Earth.
Officially changing Mars's name to New Earth. Earth 2.
A bunch of people don't go because like sequels suck.
It'll be like Earth, but it'll be Earth 2, but it'll be spelled like E-A. E-A-R and then a backwards 2 and then an H. Or just a regular 2, I guess would work too.
E-A-R.
It's going to be super, super sci-fi-y. Welcome to E-Earth.
E-Earth. E-Earth.
It's a pirate world. Welcome to Yarth.
That's what I hope it becomes.
You know, in the old days, I feel like when someone colonized a new place, even if they referred to it as something, like it, the colonists, like what named it, you know, like, so if we go to Mars, if Elon gets there first, does he get to give it a new name?
Do you think he's going to name it XAA fucking four or something?
Space bar, enter tab, asterisk.
I saw a video of somebody who was like, hey, what are you, he gives the name. And he's just like, what? He's like, he repeats it. Oh, that sounds like a fucking password.
I feel like Elon is somewhere between weird and eccentric, where like he'll do something like that. We're renaming Mars to like fucking...
We're naming it Musk World.
But then he'll all... Yeah, Muskland. And then at the same time, he'll like... The first thing he'll do is open a bar. And then he'll be like, hey, look, a Mars bar. Ha ha ha. Like on Twitter or something. You know, like... He's somewhere down that divide between quirky and funny and like, what the fuck, dude?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'd be all down for that. What would you name Mars?
What would I name Mars? Franklin.
Franklin. Hey, it's Franklin.
Yeah.
Like that?
Yeah. Okay. Because I think the idea of giving planets like people name is really funny. And then everybody's like, oh, we're going to move to Franklin.
It'd be really funny if you named it like Other Jupiter. Not even Earth 2. Other Jupiter. Or you can name it, it's like red. You just name it purple to fuck with everyone. Like did you know this, that the sunrise is blue? Because like during the day, the sky is red because the atmosphere on Mars, right? But like during sunrise, they have the opposite sunrise and sunset where it's like, that's when you have a blue, clear sky.
That's weird.
Because of the way the refraction or whatever hits as it. As it goes around the earth. Yeah. And apparently like that's the thing with Mars is like the atmosphere. There's some people, I think Musk is one of them, that thinks that you can like fucking terraform Mars to have like a breathable atmosphere, which would make it like a blue planet, you know, especially if you terraform it to have water and stuff, it's just going to look like
another. Is that what terraform? Well, yeah. Cause the reason the sky is blue is because of the reflection of water. So if we terraform Mars to have more water, then yeah.
Well, that's the idea is there's some in the atmosphere, there is some atmosphere and they found examples of like frozen water and shit on Mars. So I think that's more or less when sunrise and sunset, the reason we get like all the different colors when the sun goes is because as the atmosphere is circling the earth and sun's going down where you're standing, it's going refracting through and then starting to bounce. So you're getting the spectrum of color hitting you.
That's what causes.
Yeah. And so when it's right above you, it looks blue because the particular molecules in our atmosphere reflect that blue color at you. If we didn't have that atmosphere in the day, we just see the fucking stars and shit into the sky. So the blue is an effect of that. And I learned this from Storybots with watching with my kids. it's very educational. Sounds and then like as it goes down, it hits those fucking molecules, but because they get hit and then they refract out and over again, so they're getting hit again. So even though it's blue now, where the sunrise is happening currently on the earth, that's just where the fucking colors are going through the spectrum and shit. Oh. So that's the same thing that happens on Mars, except that the molecules in the atmosphere, because the atmosphere is thinner, reflected as red or some shit like that.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So
science, bitch.
If you terraform it, then it's going to be a blue planet. If you terraform it for living, it's going to have fucking earth and trees and fucking water. It's just going to look like fucking earth. Yeah. So think about like if in a fucking 1,000 years, Mars is fully terraformed and people are living on it. It's like, it's going to look like earth, but we're going to have earth and Mars, but look nothing like Mars. That's hard to comprehend as people that lived under the red planet, baby.
I'd name it Earth 2K.
2K2022.
Yeah.
2K22.
2K22.
That's funny. Yeah.
Earthelium. Ooh. Like Willelium.
My name is Earth.
Your name is Earth?
You name it. My name is Earth. And then you send Jason. What's his name?
Jason Lee.
Jason Lee up there. Yeah.
My name is.
Because my name is Earl. Yeah. It's a stretch. I know. I apologize.
No, that's fine, dude.
You forgive me.
Yeah, I forgive you.
Mm. Chunky aloe, baby. It's actually pretty good. Now that I'm getting past the chunkiness.
Once you get over it a little bit. You know what's funny? Is like
boba.
I don't like pulp and orange juice. I fucking hate pulp and orange juice, but pulp in this is pretty good.
I don't think it's pulp. I think it's just aloe gel.
Yeah.
Like siliconized or whatever.
Well, it's like, because what they probably do is they probably like just cut off and take the husk off. And then it's like whatever's inside of it, where it's all goopy like that, they just scrape it out.
Well, and like gelatins and stuff like that, it's not, they probably scoop it out and then boil it with a little sugar. Mm. And then like, it just makes a little hard, dries kind of hard into a gelatin. That's probably what it is. I just like, chop that shit up, throw it in the watermelon water. Doo-doo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Watermelon sugar. Yeah.
I suppressed it. Should we talk about the episode?
I guess. We're still only 17 minutes in, man. We could probably make it.
Let's watch the
jokes.
Next movie. The Dot Mauve or whatever.
The Dot Mauve?
Fucking remember we watched the like Ren and Stimpy Applejack?
Oh,
you're
yeah.
sure
okay,
like you're
going
to get a wicked stomach ache with those apples.
Okay, yeah.
Let's watch the fucking second one. They sent it to us. Let me find it because I was tagged eating it. This is the next video. Thank you, Smoldy. It's called Dress.Mauve by Hot Diggity Demon. We'll go watch that right now.
I am now.
My God. I love this series so much. That was fucking hilarious.
The best part was absolutely Discord at the end. I am your god now. Bring me your virgins.
I don't know. I think the best part was revolution. I'm sorry. I don't speak your taco language.
Revolution.
That was cute. I also really liked, uh-oh, looks like hard times ahead for Paco.
Why is Fluttershy
stay out of my
why is Fluttershy like fat out? Hey.
Oh my god. This shit is so quotable. Stay out of my shit. Oh my god. And then fucking Twilight penetrating Fluttershy with their horn.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Say stop poking me. Oh my god, dude. That was so funny.
Spike.
I'm so excited for more of these.
Spike hits the bong.
Spike hit the bong.
That was great.
Oh my god, that was fucking gold.
That was good.
Mrs. Rarity, where are you gonna pay us?
Oh, this is great. You guys should if you haven't seen that, what's it called? Dress.Mauve. Mm-hmm. Mauve,
whatever that.
Move without the E.
I'm going to have a hard time not watching all of those. So this is a great series for us to watch along. Actually, we'll have to look into how many there are in total because I'd be curious because that shit's fucking hilarious. It's written like an old fucking style cartoon.
Yeah.
Like with the amount of gags, fucking Twilight sticking her head in the mail slot. Like, oh, that was dumb.
It was very dumb.
That was very dumb.
It was funny though.
Yeah, it was.
I'm glad we watched that. Thank you. To the Discord.
That was, I don't know if Smolderbolt was the one that started us on that. Who started us on that?
It was like it was a collective thing. It was like somebody suggested and everybody was just kind of like, oh yeah, everybody watched that.
Yeah. Oh, what the hell? It's not loading mold messages. Okay. So that's the next video. Where was the original? Smolderbolt put us on to the original, but who started? Because they sent a bunch of them. Oh, Phaser. Phaser, oh, ooh, now I get the reference. Phaser originally sent Cupcakes HD, which I realize I don't think we've saw, but along with it, Phaser sent the Shed.Mauve. And that's when, fuck, where was it? Oh, is that the Deadpool and Pinkie Pie Cupcakes? I don't know. Anyways, but it was Smolderbolt that was like, you might want to start from the top of the Mauve series.
Yeah.
So thanks, Phaser. Thanks, Smolderbolt. That shit's hilarious. That's pretty crazy edgy, actually.
How old is that? When was that made?
Oh, good question. Let's give it a look-see-loo. That is 10 years ago. Tensies.
Okay. So that fits.
That'd be 2012 then, right?
Yeah, yeah. Something like that.
Yeah, because 10 years minus. I could do subtraction. Don't worry about it.
Oh, my generous thing.
This is a generous beating. Revolution.
That's what I
don't speak your taco language. Oh, my God. I'm going to show that to my mom.
Yeah, she'll get a kick out of that.
She'll think that's so funny. Even though she doesn't know the ponies.
I think you just watch that because it has nothing to do with My Little Pony.
It's nothing, yeah.
It's just the characters.
Fucking, we need to have her on the show because we talk about her, but actually people hearing her fucking sense of humor.
Yeah.
People, it might make sense. I might make sense after hearing who my mom is. She was very tame when she was on Family Records. Yeah. But actually, I wonder if on mic she'd actually let loose and be how she is, or if she'd try and be all tame and professional again.
Because like, that's the thing about it is like, because like, you sit there and it's like, oh, we're just hanging out, we're on mic, but it's like, yeah, but we all know, like, as soon as we stop, we're going to put it on the fucking internet.
Yeah.
And
the internet's
forever.
For sure. And you and I are kind of getting used to it. Mm. We've been doing it for fucking, oh my God, we've been doing it for over a year.
Yeah.
This show, at least. We've been doing the other ones longer. But yeah. No, it definitely helps. This is different because the shit we were doing before, it was like in a voice acting booth doing a script.
Yeah.
This took a little getting used to. But yeah, no, you still have people on and they get tripped up. But this is the day we finally watched that fucking Just for Sidekicks episode again.
Yeah.
I got to say, when we watched it accidentally, it felt like it was placed weird in the show. Like somehow it feels like it's placed a little bit better after the last couple episodes. Don't you think? Apple Family Reunion, the Discord episode, like, I don't know. It felt early for a filler. Now it feels a little more natural.
I guess. I don't think I really noticed when it first came around.
Oh, okay. Didn't register like that.
Yeah.
It could be the effect of it just being such a short season, to be honest. Mm-hmm. So we're almost there.
Like to me, that kind of made sense with it, knowing it was 13 episodes where it's like, get all the filler out in the middle.
Yeah.
Like restart and end with a big story.
Well, apparently Netflix thought that was the way to do it.
Yeah.
So we're almost done with season three, dude. We got this and then we got two more after this. And if all goes well, sounds like we're going to have Boss on. Maybe Mark too.
We'll finally get that Boss on. You all get to know who I'm talking about whenever I talk about Boss and Friends.
Yeah. Love Boss on. Maybe one of these days we'll have
Friends on.
Other friends. I was going to say, I probably shouldn't say everyone's name unless they're down to come on.
Mm.
But yeah, that's the best part about living down here, man.
Yeah.
Finally fucking amongst all of our fucking hilarious friends. We don't have to thought those losers like up north, like Blake.
Yeah.
What a loser.
It's not nice.
The actual comedian. No, I miss Blake. We haven't talked to him in a while because we've been kind of just doing this shit.
Yeah.
And getting settled. Now I have a house though. And then soon you're going to be all surgerified.
Yeah, I'm getting my second surgery.
Start getting your place, and then we'll be able to get Fat Tango Presents running again.
Yeah.
So, anyways, did you like this episode? Same.
Yeah.
Same. Yeah, it wasn't bad.
There were some things about it that I thought were really funny and interesting and cool.
Yeah.
But overall, like,
it was a pretty basic premise of Spike neglecting his duties.
Spike,
how would you summarize the episode?
How would I summarize the episode? After Spike paves the way of his own ruin, he starts a pet watching business just to once again pave the way to his own ruin.
It would have been great once he was having trouble if he lost Angel, would he have hired Ace Ventura? Probably.
See, they missed the opportunity for a fantastic crossover. Yeah,
because
that
was a cartoon for a minute, you know, so fucking A. I liked this episode.
Can you turn Ace Ventura into a pony pun?
Ooh.
Main Ventura.
Fuck, that's a hard one. I can get there. Hold on. I can get there. Let me see. Wait, what am I thinking? No. Give me I may not be able to. Race. That sounds like a socioeconomic problem.
Sounds
actually.
Like you're going in the wrong direction.
I was thinking like
there.
Horse races. That's probably not great.
No, at least it wasn't racist.
That's true.
Race.
Are horses racist when they race?
Racers. They're racers.
Okay.
I believe a racist is somebody who organizes a race.
I don't think I can come up with an Ace Ventura pun. Fuck. If anyone in the Discord comes up with one, shoot it our way. I don't know enough about horses.
Yeah. Put it in the Discord, tweet it at us. I don't know.
Yeah, I can't think of, you know, you gotta think of like tacks, like saddles, saddle bags, horse feed bags, you got fucking reins and, I got nothing. I give up. I actually have to give up.
It's impossible. It must be impossible. There's no other explanation for you not being able to do it.
It's impossible. Yeah. You hear that, people with 9-inch dicks?
Mm-hmm.
You're impossible. Because I can't do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
If there was an at-home way to increase your dick size, you'd do it, right? Like if penis pumps actually worked, they were like, hey, you just do this for 60 days, once a day, and you'll grow an inch.
I think maybe 10 years ago, I would have totally done it. But at this point, like I've become very, comfortable and okay with the size of my penis.
Yeah. But just to feel it like dangling a little, little farther down the hip, just not even for anyone else, just for you to feel that little thud here and there.
No,
feel the bell toll.
Cause like. That's going to be a period of adjustment. There's going to be things I can't do the same anymore.
If there's no cap, there was people that would just keep going until it's hanging past their knee.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. How do you get it hard? They probably couldn't get it hard. They'd die.
Well, no, they,
too much blood.
Yeah, no. Well, they could probably get it hard, but like everything else in their body would just be on like low level kind of thing.
Just kind of go unconscious and they got a flagpole.
Yeah.
Just shooting right up.
It's like, okay, I'm going to pass out. Like once I have an erection, once you get me hard, I'm going to pass out.
You do your thing.
But you, I give you full consent. Just go ahead and go. And then once I finish, I will reawaken.
Yeah, I will wake up. You will see the life return to me as the eruption happens. Think about how long it would take like for the cum to get through. Like I bet your orgasm would be crazy intense. Do you think orgasms are more intense the longer your dick is? Because part of the sensation that's intense is the buildup and the cum kind of like shooting through, like there's a, cause it's kind of hard like, right? No, as it travels like, up your dick.
Yeah. It's like, you can feel it. Like as you're getting ready to shoot, you can like feel it building up. And then it finally goes.
So like people with a 12-inch dick, let's ask our Discord. Cause I bet all the homies in there got massive hangers.
Do you think
if they're in our Discord, they got big old schlongs?
Oh yeah. You got it. If you're a fan of this show, all fans of this show just have gigantic dicks and vaginas.
We happen to know
from
our podcast. Yeah. Big old gapers.
Yeah.
From our podcast stats. Cause we can see like who's, you know, like how many people are listening and kind of what country you're in. And also it tells us your dick and or vagina size. And we can see that the data doesn't lie. Everyone that listens to this show got a big old hanger, man, or a big old, is a big old pussy a good thing? Maybe they,
no,
well, say, like that's all the dudes in here got a big old slong. All the chicks.
That's the thing is like girls who like make fun of a guy, girls will make fun of a guy for like having a super small dick, but then guys will be like, my dick's not small. Your vagina is just too big. You got a big poofy vagina. You go.
So maybe the problem is that all the chicks in here got nice little tight ones. All the chicks that listen.
No,
I'm changing. The statistics don't lie.
No, they gotta.
Mikey
have
already
big,
said it. Statistics don't lie.
You gotta have big gaping vaginas to fuck those big old slongs.
You're right.
It's just science.
Hey, when
man.
You're right, you're right.
Yeah,
yeah.
Some vaginas are made for bigger dicks, and some dicks are made for tighter vaginas.
Where do you think you fall in that?
I think I'm pretty good, average medium.
So average medium vaginas.
Yeah.
Okay.
medium to small.
You ever see like in porn? That like, cause everyone wants a big old dick, but you see in porn when like you come across like one of those monsters, someone's got like a 12-inch dick, like a fucking huge ass one. And the chick's like going to suck it, but like she can't suck much. Like she can only get, you know, like a ways.
Wait, hang on. I wanted to talk about something. You kind of breeze right past something. fucking, so like you're jerking off and you're trying to build up and you're going to come. Do you think if you got a super big dick and you're getting closer and closer, do you think jizz is like kind of like building up like a meter bar? And then once it gets to the tip, you shoot. Maybe. But then if you get like halfway through and you don't shoot, then it just stays there and hardens and you have to go to a doctor.
You like cut it off halfway through?
Yeah.
Probably.
Doc, my dick is like, it feels like it's flaccid, but it stays stuck up.
See that? It's got a kneecap, big old bulge right in the middle. It's got a joint. I'm genuinely curious. Like if it travels farther, is it a bigger orgasm? Do bigger dicks have bigger orgasms? Let's see if there's any data on this.
My orgasms are thunderous.
Most averages. Asking if the guy having a bigger penis makes the girl's orgasm more intense. Well, no, we all ask that question. Do men with larger penises experience bigger orgasms? You will never know, and neither will anybody else because you know, you can't compare having a big dick and then a small. There's got to be a way to test it. Mm. I don't know. Sorry, text. I don't know. If anyone out there's got a big old hanger, this is what I need to happen. Everyone that listens, we need you to go out, have an orgasm, bring a stopwatch. I want you to time from the very beginning when you feel the orgasms, the cum start to travel through your dick, all the way till it finally subsides and the orgasm's kind of winding down. And then what we're going to do is compare the length of your orgasm, and you're also going to provide us with your dick size exact. And we're not going to believe you unless you send us a picture of your penis next to a ruler. Personally.
Yes.
Let me give out Mikey's email.
Okay. So. You know, speaking of relieving orgasms, do you think like passing a kidney stone actually leads to one of the biggest feelings of relief? Because everybody says like passing a kidney stone is really painful because it's like a calcium deposit passing through your urethra. But do you think like once you shoot it out, do you think it shoots out? Have you had a kidney stone?
No, I haven't.
I've talked to people that
hate it, but I can imagine if it's that painful, once it's out, I can imagine that like chill going up your spine. You know what I mean? Of like, oh.
Does it just like kind of drop out?
I don't know.
Yeah, and like land in it? Or does it like, can you like, if you have a kidney stone and you're really pissed off at somebody, you be like, fuck it. And like go through all that pain of shooting it out. But then it like takes an eye out.
Try and come shoot it out with your cum and then really send it across the room.
I guess. No, I was just thinking like.
Are kidney stones more difficult and painful to pass if you have a bigger dick?
No, I imagine it'd be easier to pass because your urethra is a lot bigger.
I guess if it's bigger, yeah. If it's longer and it's normal size, that
bigger
might
dicks have bigger dick holes.
That's true. I suppose that's true. I don't know.
I think
then maybe that the size of the dick hole equals out the length of the orgasm because the urethra has got more room to move shit, so I can move it through faster. Yeah, I don't know. Mm. I forgot what I was. I started talking about something about dicks before, but I don't remember.
Okay.
All right. Well, let's, I have some questions about the episode. Let's see. So do you think, okay. My big thing, did you notice that? So Spike's making his cakes and he's like got all his gems and he can't fucking control himself. He's like eating every gem he tries to put in the cake batter and he fucks it all up. Then he hatches this plan or whatever. And it starts with Fluttershy, because it's Fluttershy, giving this monster fucking gem. And that's what sparks him. He's like, I can get more. Because she's clearly overpaying him to watch Angel, right?
Mm.
Now he goes through and he gets like everyone else's pet on board. Do you notice who gives him the tiniest fucking gem of all of them?
Rarity. Of course it's Rarity.
Miss Generosity herself gives him a fucking pittance.
Yeah.
It's like she might as well spit in his cup.
Yeah, and then also later, the first gem he gives away for watching the pets is the little gem that he gives to the Crusaders. Yeah,
because he fucking knows.
Yeah.
I think...
And he didn't care either way, because he's just sitting there like, oh, spit in my mouth too.
Yeah, right. He's good with it.
Yeah.
He's good with it. She gave him attention. He can stroke to that later.
Oh, yeah.
I also loved fucking Zecora in this episode. Just rolling up like, oh, I can help you if you give me a gem. I'm really helpful, Sam. I am. And he gives her a fucking gem to help her. And she just fucking outs. She just bounces. Give me a gem and I'll help you. And then like, all right, bye. And gives it to charity. And she says something about like, oh, it's to keep you from being all dragony. But I fucking loved that. I fucking loved that. What else? Do you have any other big points?
Yeah.
That you really liked? Give me some.
I love the pictures at the very beginning on the mount. When like the episode opens, but it opens with like focus on a series of pictures of Spike. And so the first two pictures are Spike with the phoenix egg that he stole. Yeah. And then the baby phoenix after it hatches and he's all happy. And then the next two pictures are Spike trying to feed the phoenix, but the phoenix doesn't like the food. And then the next picture is him like a bowl of food is on top of Twilight's head and she looks pissed and the phoenix is on her tail, on her laughing. And Spike's sitting there like holding his knee in pain. Oh.
I did not catch and those then, pictures.
And then the
did
last not picture, register. Then the last picture is Spike returning the baby phoenix to
his family?
To the family.
Wow. I can't believe they wrapped that up. I didn't even catch that.
And my big question, my big takeaway from all of this is, are baby phoenixes still called chicks? Or is that just a chicken thing? Or is that all birds? Or baby phoenixes have like some other special phoenix name?
It can't be all
name?
Birds because like baby ducks are called ducklings. You know, so I don't know.
Phoenixes. Phoenixes. What's a
phoenix? Yeah, like a fetus.
Yeah,
a
phoenix. Phoenix. What's like a flock of phoenixes? What is a flock of phoenixes?
I bet you that's a thing. Let's look it up. A flock.
Foxen.
Phoenix. It's gonna be some shit like phoenixes don't actually flock because blah blah. Because
they're not real creatures.
Flock of phoenix term.
Flock of phoenix.
Flock of phoenix is like a group. What's a group of phoenixes called? Come on, low. Traditionally, the phoenix is unique. There's only one of them in the world, which reproduces itself, immolation, rebirth after multiple. So there's no name for them. Interesting. Okay, got it. A large group of phoenixes is called an odyssey, and a small group of phoenixes is called a venture.
Oh, that's cute.
I really like that.
I want to start a band. I'll call it Venture of Phoenixes.
Just Venture Phoenix.
Yeah.
That sounds like the next dude that's going to have a phoenix name and be an actor. That's funny. What else?
Okay, so Spike is going around. So at a certain point in the episode, Spike realizes because like Fluttershy comes up and she's like, I'm going to give you this gem if you watch Angel, who doesn't want to be watched. He fucking hates Spike.
Oh, yeah. Fuck Angel.
And so like, and that gives him the idea like, oh, I can go around and get gems for everybody. So he goes to Pinky. And he's like talking to Pinky.
I was
going to
get out. The Pinky one with Gummy was great.
But like, do you think Pinky really understood what Gummy was saying? Or do you think she's just being Pinkie Pie?
I don't know. Because he was like, oh, Gummy has to ask Pinkie Pie something. What's he going to ask? And she's like, what is it, Gummy? Of course you're going to have another cupcake. I loved it. And then she's just fucking around like, yo, you need new trousers? You need like shellac for your claws or whatever it was?
Yeah.
Pinkie Pie was great overall in this episode too. When they're all kissing the animals goodbye. And she's like, was it like Winona's getting a belly rub and Dash is having a moment with Tank and Pinkie Pie's in the front with fucking Gummy like, no, I love you more.
Yeah.
No, I love you more. No, I love you more.
Doesn't she get, she gets like way into it like, I love you more.
Yeah, that was fucking sick. Pinkie Pie rules.
Pinkie Pie's great.
As huge.
But because like I know, but like that got me thinking. It was like, you've seen the videos of the dogs, like the people have put out the buttons on the pad so that dogs can communicate with them.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've been seeing videos of like, so somebody's like, the dog's like outside and she's like, no. And then he goes, he hits a button, he's a bitch.
I've seen that one. That was fucking great.
But like at what point do you think dogs can start having existential crisis?
I think of all the animals, the dogs have them.
Why? Why am I a dog?
I don't know. But dogs are the only animal that looks humans in the eyes.
Fetch. Why fetch?
Why fetch? Why alive? Dude, I got a story for you.
Fucking meaningless.
Alex, my brother.
Yeah.
Have we talked to him on the show? I don't know.
I think so.
I think we, if we have, and if you don't know, or you're just new or whatever. So I have a little brother.
Give a quick recap of your brother.
My little brother, he's 13 now. 13. It just about to turn 13.
Oh, he's your brother.
Yeah. Well, I know, you know. He doesn't grow like normal kids because he's Down syndrome. So he's a little stunted. So you kind of forget that he's a teenager now. And you're like, man, I still think of you as, and he's still kind of, interactions are more or less still kind of like a 6-year-old just because he's, you know, my family has Down syndrome in the family. So it's just, you know, you kind of love him because like they just stay a kid and it's awesome. Mm. You know what I mean? He's just full of joy and friend. Well, anyways, Alex is, generally pretty quiet. His big thing these days, he plays Roblox on his computer and he watches these videos that I should fucking show you actually. Cause the one he's been obsessed with for a while, it's this like, did I tell this on the show? The Indian.
No, you told me when we were driving back from
this
Bay,
video
bro.
He watches. I don't know how to find it or what it's called, but it's like this Indian dude and he's like doing the Thriller dance, but it's like Bollywood style. And, it's like, all I know from it that's like in English is he just, the chorus, he's like, it doesn't sound like Thriller, but he's dressed like Thriller and doing kind of Bollywood versions of the dances. But he just goes, girly man. And so Alex dances to it and fucking sings it. Anyways, so yesterday we're sitting there and the phone rings in the house. My mom's still got a landline, boomer, right? And Alex like grabs it because he's not supposed to answer the phone and he's going to take it to her up the room. So we're sitting there, he takes it down the hallway. Halfway down the hallway, he stops and we just hear really quietly, beep, hey yo. He just answered the phone, hey yo. And they like just starts talking to someone. And he, his speech is still, he's still working on it. He's in speech therapy. So some of it's kind of mumbly. And he's just like talking to this person on the phone. And we're like, what the hell? What the hell's happening? They're like, Alex, come on, come on. What are you doing? Like, he comes back and he's holding the phone. He's just kind of like, you know, phone doesn't work. I don't know. It just stopped working. Phone's not working. We're like, oh, okay. What's going on? So he goes, my Uncle Corey called. And we're like, Uncle Corey, no. He's like, I got to call back. I'm like, no, you're not going to call anyone back. You know, like Uncle Corey. I'm like, Uncle Corey. And he's pointing at his YouTube channel list and he's pointing at like a streamer and I can't see the names or whatever. He's pointing at a streamer. So my mind immediately goes to, oh, someone named Uncle Corey. He's, you know, a streamer or whatever. He's just like being Alex, right? Like, no, it's okay. But let's put it down. We can ask mom. And then he's like, Uncle Corey, like Uncle Corey, what? And he goes, Uncle Corey, he smoke. I'm like, smoke? He smokes? I'm like, no, there's smoke. He's on fire and there's smoke. I'm like, what? You know, like, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. Uncle Corey, I need to call my dad. He goes, I need to call my dad. And I'm like, what the fuck, your dad? And then it clicks. I'm like, oh shit, that's right. Jason had a brother named Corey. Corey died a few years ago. And as soon as we realized that, we started tripping the fuck out, dude. Cause he's like, it's my Uncle Corey. Uncle Corey called. He's on fire. Mm. He's got smoke and he's on fire. And we're like, what the fuck? And then my mom's like, no, Alex. Like, she comes out finally, eventually. Like
he's in hell?
Yeah. I don't know. Like, what that like, sounded holy. Like. Like, what the fuck? And he's like.
Like, he's dead. Yeah, but like, he's communicating.
Uncle Corey's dead, Alex. Uncle Corey's dead. You know that. Like, he's not Uncle Corey. It was someone else, blah, blah, blah. Like. And then he's just sitting there like, put your shoes on. We got to go. And he's like, putting his shoes on. He's just sitting there with me and Chelsea in the room, like, putting his shoes on, like. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. What? He's like, Uncle Corey dead. It doesn't make sense. He's like, why did he die? Everybody die. It doesn't make sense. And we're like sitting there like, what the fuck? We're about to have this conversation. You know what I mean? Like, well, yeah, Alex, everyone dies. Like, eventually.
Poor guy.
Yeah, he's like, it doesn't make sense. Why we have a life or whatever, something like that. And I was like, you know, a lot of people ask that question all the time. You know, I was just like, thank you. Thank you. But dude, it was fucking trippy. Just like, I don't know why I die. You're going to die? When he turned to me and he goes, Matthew, when will you die? I was like, how the fuck do you answer that to a, you know, your Down syndrome brother? Like, when will you die? I don't know, buddy. Like,
well, I was thinking one way or another, it'd be March 31st, 2058. One way or another.
Or another. If I go out sooner, they're freezing my ass. Then pulling the plug then.
Yeah.
I thought you'd appreciate that story. It was like, what the fuck is this? He's on fire. Uncle Corey's on fire. It doesn't make sense. Like, fuck, what the fuck, dude? Yeah. Anyways.
No, that's fucking, that's crazy.
That's my brother. So that was weird. Weird evening.
Do you think he can, cause I'm still caught up on like, can Alex commune with the dead?
Possibly.
Like if there's
this
somebody,
is a new wrinkle, man.
If there's somebody I've been wanting to try to talk to recently who's gone, maybe I could talk to Alex.
We could try.
I'll ask him.
I bet he could handle a seance for us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alex,
fucking. Alex, you do seance. He'd probably just be like, okay.
That's great.
That'd be funny. Back to the episode. I had another part that I liked. The subplot of the Crew to Mark Crusaders. They're like, oh, we're going skydiving today. Get our skydiving cutie mark. And then Spike fucking pawns off all the animals on him.
Oh, maybe you'll get your pet watching cutie mark.
Oh, pretty clever. Obviously, it doesn't work out. They get some of his gems from him, blah, blah, blah. But then I love that later, before they get on the train to go after Angel, because today at one point, well, we haven't figured out how we're going to get a skydiving cutie mark anyways.
Yeah.
Right? And then later we see them on the fucking bridge, like 10 feet above the water. About to fucking jump. I'm sorry. I know that's not much of a subplot, but it's like, what a great little additive to the Cutie Mark Crusaders. We're going to fuck. I don't know. It's good writing to have like just a little joke there. I liked that.
Yeah,
that was funny. And I also liked it at one point. They're like, well, we use the gem by the industrial strength pet dryer or whatever. And then they show like Winona.
Yeah,
under the
thing, like just being flattened.
Fucking pancake. Excited. Real happy about it too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fucking gold. That was funny. Let's see.
I like when he wraps all the pets up in the ball to start rolling them back to his house. And then Granny Smith walks by and like spots him and gives him an eye. Yeah. And he's like, fucking, hang on, I wrote some shit down. Where'd it go? Yeah, no, she like gives him an eye with like an and he's like, what? No, it's cool. And she doesn't leave him alone. He's like, would it be cool if I gave you a gem? Yeah.
How about some bribery?
Yeah.
And she's on board.
Yeah, no, she looks Granny the other Smith, way. Baby. She's fantastic, man.
That was fucking great.
I love he like grabs her cheeks and pulls them all the way down. Makes her flappy cheeks flappier.
That was great. And then then they, what else? They go on the train to the Crystal Empire. Basically, the whole thing wraps up like that. They go on the train. They see it. He kind of like uses his last gem to stop Angel from getting Fluttershy's attention and going back. And then they go back on the train and Angel's about to fucking let him know. And Spike fucking gives up.
Yeah.
That was pretty good. Good little character growth. Like, fuck it. You know what? I deserve it. And then they're like, oh, no, Spike. No, we're cool. Yeah. That was pretty good. And then that was like pretty much it. I like when they hustle off the train and they're like, hey, we were waiting for you. And they're all fucking out of breath. Even the animals.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good. That was pretty fun.
It was a fun episode.
Yeah. How are we doing on time?
We're good. We're at 48 minutes. We probably start wrapping up soon.
All right, cool. Is there anything else that you really liked about this episode? I don't know if anyone can tell. We're trying a little bit of a different tact here because we got bored just recapping it last few times. Nothing.
Nah.
Those were all the high points.
Yeah. I feel like we went through sufficiently. You know, it was about to the climax of the episode was like Angel. They're on the fucking. They get to the Crystal Empire because Angel like is a stowaway to try to get to Fluttershy, because they all went to the Crystal Empire, and so they get there. They get Spike, Angel. They're heading back, and right before the train leaves, the main six all comes on. And so Spike is like under the seat where they're all hiding, about to kick the main six so that somebody knows that they're there. And that's when this is all very loud. Like, I'm very surprised they don't fucking hear him
for
under
real.
Their seats. But he's just like, oh, I was an asshole. I've neglected you all day. That's why you don't want to fucking hang out with me. I understand. I'm sorry. I'm an asshole. And that's when Angel's like, oh, well, that's all you had to say.
Yeah. And he lets his tail out and shit too.
Yeah.
And then his stomach starts growling and Angel actually comes to the rescue and goes and saves his last gem. And then he eats it. Angel, of course, Angel's such a little shit.
Yeah. Absolutely.
This whole episode, like, don't get me wrong. Spike's not really being very great babysitter. But still, Angel's such a little, from the beginning, Angel doesn't want him to take him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he is not on board with this whole plan of Fluttershy's at all from the get go. Which, you know, cause Angel's a little shit.
Yeah.
So,
cause Angel knows like the only person who's going to care and like do all the shit that Angel wants to be done is going to be Fluttershy.
Yeah.
And like, not only that, but like the cutie marks are going to at least entertain him, but Spike's just going to sit there and tell him to fuck off while he bakes a cake.
Speaking of the cutie marks, I'd also liked when he bought all his cake stuff after he pawned them.
Mm-hmm.
and he's walking by, and what does he hear? Someone's like, "Where's Tank's head?" Like, he thinks that they fucking decapitated turtle.
Yeah.
He like rushes in, like, and then he pops his head out, like, "Oh, I forgot he could do that." Scootaloo's all like surprised.
Yeah. I liked Tank with his little flying apparatus. This wasn't the first time we've seen him with the helicopter thing, was it?
No. He got it at the end of the pet episode.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
Because it's like, "Oh, I want a pet that flies," or whatever. And at the end, they give him the little flying machine.
I think my favorite moment was Opal. When Spike has Tank and they're going to get he's going to talk to Rarity, and Opal walks up, just like fucking slaps him and then rubs against him.
I also liked Opal's face when they're all in the fucking library and Opal's just like shredding shit, like jumping on the curtains and shredding it, and she's got this face like, like,
so pompous. Destruction of property makes me come.
Yeah, there's a little wet streak coming down with her.
Do you think, dude, okay, so like when a female dog gets her period, and like she'll just drip blood.
Yeah, I know.
Wow, she walks around the house, right?
Yeah.
Do you think we're in a really aroused dog, when a female dog gets super aroused, there's just a little snail trail behind her?
I don't hang out on that part of the internet, but.
No, I'm asking from experience. You've never turned your dog on by accident?
Not by accident. I would just sit there with some photos of some other sexy ass dogs and be like, "Look at this. What do you think of that? Look at the schlong on that guy."
Just like, masturbating's no fun by yourself. Check out this bitch.
Look at that's not even a fucking dachshund, but look at that wiener dog.
How do you feel about Great Danes?
Ooh, dude. One time living on the ranch forever ago, we had this ranch dog. What are they? They're like fucking shepherds, right? Like Australian shepherds or whatever. Like medium, decent sized dog, not more than medium. They're like kind of big dogs, right?
Yeah.
And they also had this Chihuahua, which was the mother of like my Chihuahua that I had years ago. And one time under our house, I just like woke up in the morning hearing this like insane screeching. I was like, "What the fuck is that?" Like this screeching. I'm like looking around, can't find it. It's still happening under the house. And me and my sister are like looking around. Finally, like pop out the back of the house and look under the skirting, because it's my old double wide was like up on the concrete blocks, right? Underneath the house, I see the two dogs, and the big dog is mounting the Chihuahua, and she's like screeching. And I was like, "Yo, what the hell is going on? Like, get out of there." And the big dog sees me and is like, "What?" You know, freaks out, starts running outside of the house. But the small dog was stuck on his dick. And so he starts running, and I see the Chihuahua just start flopping behind him backwards, attached to his dick, and just screeching like, "What the fuck?" Like, we were freaked the fuck out, dude. Turns out that dog impregnated her, and they had to get a dog abortion because Australian Shepherd dogs with the Chihuahua, like, because I guess with the mix, never know.
That's illegal in Texas.
You never know with the mixes, I guess. But in this instant, the vet was like, "Nah, these babies are getting massive. Like, she's not going to survive. And this dog is like, these dogs aren't going to survive either." So they had to get a fucking dog abortion.
Oh my God.
Yeah, dude, it was crazy to see a fucking full-size shepherd with a little Chihuahua bouncing on its dick as it ran away, like, just screeching.
Like, did the Chihuahua ever fall off of the dick, or did it just like, it was out of sight?
I think it had to finish. Like, that's a thing with dog dicks. It's a thing with dog dicks is they like latch, apparently.
Oh.
So it's not just on top of the size, how we got it in there, I don't fucking know. But like on top of the size being stuck, they already kind of like latch until they finish or something. Oh. Like once they actually get in there, because we've all seen dogs hump each other, but like actual fucking penetration. That's, if I remember correctly, they like latch a little bit until he's like fucking done.
That's gross.
And
it's like cats and shit.
So they ran away, and we're like calling my aunt, like, "What's going on?" They ran up to your house. We didn't hear anything all day. And then the next day, like, "Oh yeah, they got unlatched." And then like a few weeks later, like, yeah, so she's like pregnant. And then like a month later, whatever, it's like, yeah, the vet was like, "We got to get her a fucking abortion." And unfortunately, that Chihuahua got taken by like a fucking hawk or something.
Yeah.
Like a year after that. So, yeah, that's a fun story. You ever seen some shit like that?
No, but when I was a kid,
I got stuck in a couch.
No, but actually, it was real quick side tangent from that. My parents got their dogs. And so when they were puppies, they'd come hang out with me and we'd be sitting next to the couch. And I would just like stick my face between the couch cushions and then the dog would do it. And that just became a thing my dogs would do.
Wait. You would stick your face between the couch cushions and your dogs would do what?
They would also stick their face between couch cushions. They were mimicking what I was doing.
It sure sounded like you were saying you put your face between the couch cushions and the dogs like fucked the couch cushions.
No, I put my face.
It sounded like you were putting your face in there in the way of the dick.
I'd put my face in the couch cushions and I'd put peanut butter on my butthole.
Ah, that makes more sense. That's a little more realistic. Did you ever put peanut butter on your dick and let a dog lick it off?
No.
That seems weird.
Yeah, I never really saw the, no.
It just feels awkward with you and the dog.
Yeah, and it's like, I got to look that dog in the eye later. That's the only animal that'll look me in the eye.
Exactly. And then this is going to be judging. You're like, I did that for you. And you're like, bro, I gave you peanut butter.
It's like, well, all I did was give you peanut butter. It just dropped.
You could have said no to the delivery method, you whore.
No, when I was a kid, I went to my aunt's house or something, and she was watching this dog. It's like huge fucking dog that came up to like my waist and shit. And at a certain point in the day, the dog would jump up on me, and I'd be like, oh, ha, ha, ha. The dog started jumping up on me and like trying to mount me throughout the day.
Okay.
So like by the end of the day, this giant dog was trying to like fucking just hump me. And I still remember that.
Okay. Good thing you didn't latch.
Yeah, no. Well, no, cause it was really funny because like the dog would grab onto me, but like his back, like he couldn't like get up or like knock me over or anything. So like he would just kind of have his ass sticking out and he'd be like kind of like humping, but really it was just humping air.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's an excitable thing with dogs.
Yeah.
Like when they have trouble with, they're not super socialized. Mm-hmm. We learned that cause our dog started humping neighbor's dog, the new Australian Shepherd, before we moved. And yeah, they would hump each other like all the time because neither of them, they were finally becoming friends and they all lived on the ranch together, so like all they had was each other. So
wait, Banjo started humping Cash?
Yeah. That's and vice versa.
Nice.
They humped each other. Yeah, but it's the same thing where it's not, they're not like actually getting close. They just kind of like jump on each other and they just start humping a foot and a half away from the other.
Yeah, that's what that dog was doing to me. So the dog just really liked me.
And pretty much. It's like that's how they, when they don't know how to control their excitement, that's what happens. Because girl dogs will do it too.
I liked what my parents' dog, Harley, was a girl dog. And she would get super excited and she'd jump up on people.
And then just bleed all over the
place. No, just piss all over them.
Oh, nice.
And I thought that was really funny. I'd bring people over to the house and Harley would jump up all excited, just piss.
I had a dog when I was in like middle school that wasn't fixed and she would bleed all over the place. Like she'd go into heat and all the neighbor dogs would be like at the fence, just sitting there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And she would be in heat. And I remember I was tripped up the first time I saw it. I was like, Mom, baby's bleeding. Her name was Baby. Baby's bleeding. You're like, what's happening? You're like, she like peed and then she's walking around and she's bleeding. She had to explain it all to me.
Oh
yeah. What I learned about the birds
what's
and bees.
Menstruation.
Mommy, what's menstruation? It's a type of ramen.
Well, honey, menstruation is when a fetus...
when a man loves a woman. That's how my mom explained it to me. She showed me that song.
What's menstruation? Well, when a man loves a woman, but he pulls out, nothing connects to the egg. And so the egg dies and falls out as blood.
And it only happens when a man pulls out, huh?
Yep.
In my experience.
Yeah, that's why I don't have sex with women. I don't want them to deal with menstruation.
Hey, man, that's really bold of you, Mikey.
Yeah, I'm fucking just...
You're really doing your part for the community.
Doing my part, yeah. My civic duty.
Yeah, you do it to a dude, and it's not blood. It's other things that leak out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like semen.
Yeah.
That's the joke.
Yeah. All right, well, it's about that time.
All right, well... We are going to, let's see, the next episode we have, I didn't write it down, so let me pull it up. I think I have it pulled up still. I like your song, Mikey. Do you want to come over to my house and play your song?
I'll play my song. Yeah.
Yeah, let's do song stuff.
I'll play my song up into you.
Stuff. Okay.
I'm going to play my song right into your ear holes.
Ooh, song me harder, baby. The next episode we're watching is episode 12 of season 3, and it's called Games Ponies Play.
Games Ponies Play.
Games Ponies Play. I don't recognize the title, so
I think it's gonna be Clue. I think they're gonna be at a house and a pony's gonna die and they have to find out which pony killed
them. Play Clue.
Oh yeah, no, they're gonna live it. They're gonna experience Clue.
Damn. There's gonna be a butler pony.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Who was voiced by Tim Curry. It's fantastic.
Fucking A, it better be. Maybe it'll be Discord as the butler again.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be perfect, actually.
Games Ponies Play. I don't know. Maybe we'll actually see some sports. We've seen all the football and basketball.
Oh, shit. We'll finally get to see them. Like,
maybe we'll just see some sports happen. Maybe they'll go to a sports team event or something. They'll just be tailgating.
Do you think
tailgating counts as a party? Like, is Pinkie Pie really good at tailgating parties?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I think, but she doesn't bring a bunch of like alcohol. She brings cupcakes, but the cupcakes are edibles.
Everyone's just stoned. So it starts like a really, really fun, colorful party. But by the end, everyone's just kind of sitting in the chair, looking around, realizing that the game started an hour ago.
Mm-hmm. She's like,
oh, fuck.
No, bro. Like, you are the football. You're not throwing the football away. You're traveling with
the
football through time.
We call it tailgating because we have tails. And this is like the gate to get in to see the sport because we haven't gone through the gate.
Bro.
Yeah.
That's wild.
It's called pony tailgating.
You ever just like look at your hoof?
It's like the rest of my hoof arm, like my leg is soft and fleshy and hairy, but like the hoof is just like hard. It's just hard. Whoa, I can move my hoof just with my brain. Whoa.
Oh, oh, you guys hear that?
All I hear
is... Oh, no, I farted.
That we're just like fucking... brains operating a pony meat suit. We're just furries. Just brains that are out here being furries.
We're just balls of fluff. We're fluff balls.
You ever wonder, like, where do our cutie marks come from? Like, I know why we get them, but, like, they just show up, man. They just show up.
I know, like, how pony... but why pony?
Oh. And who pony? And like, where pony?
When pony?
Oh, don't fuck with me, man. Don't fuck with me, man.
We're all just like time travelers, man.
Just going one way, baby.
We're just floating through time together.
Do you have any plugs? Oh, yeah, let's do plugs. Sorry, that was fun. If you like the show and you're listening on iTunes, leave us a rating and review. If you're not on iTunes, then, you know, tell a friend. If you think they're cool, don't show this weird shit to people that won't like it. Because fuck them, that's why. And if you're in our...
You okay?
Well, no, check their dick size. That's how you know if someone's going to like the show. If you have a friend that you think might like the show, make sure that you specifically ask them to show you their dick. If it's a nice, big, fat, throbbing hanger, then they're going to like the show.
Or their vagina.
If they got a big old gaper. Yeah. So make sure you check your friend's genitals. If it meets the criteria, send them our way. You know they'll like it.
Show me your genitals.
If you want to follow us on Twitter, you can. We're at T-Bronies. If you'd like to join our Discord where everyone's got big old hanging schlongs and big old gaping pussies, then papoosies, like papoosas, but with papoosies, big old fluffy gaping papoosies. Ah, that's what you call a gaping pussy is a papoosie.
A papoosie.
I think so.
Are you sure? A papoosie? I don't know, man. Like that sounds kind of
like
shitty.
Like a papoosa. It's only a papoosa when it's filled. You know what I'm saying?
If you don't
know what a pupusa is,
no,
it's like a filled, like a flatbread kind of quesadilla sort of thing. It's just filled with cheese. You like bite into it. It's filled with cheese.
I wouldn't mind eating pupusa.
Sure. Hey, going back to donuts, you can stick your dick right into one of those. All cheesy and creamy.
Yeah.
Sounds great.
Especially like down here, like you get the super greasy quesadillas, oh, you wrap them all up and
got
then like
lube, you fuck. You ever fuck a quesadilla? You ever think about fucking a quesadilla?
Yeah, all the time.
Sure. Bro, yesterday I had a California. Oh, you don't care. What? Anyone else that would love. I had a California burrito with shrimp in it.
Oh.
It was I don't care. It's called a Cali Surf and Turf. It ruled. Anyways.
I fucking wish. I swear, the only thing I wish, like, I wasn't such a picky eater. I wish I liked seafood.
Yeah, but seafood is specific. I get it. It's a genre that people love or hate. I love it. How you would think it would be weird with shrimp in a California, like with carne asada and fries, but it was awesome because it gave us some of the shrimp sauce to mix with it.
Ooh,
good shit.
Yeah, no, like I don't care about the size of my dick. I care about eating shrimp.
You don't care about anyone else eating shrimp, but eating shrimp.
Yeah, I want to eat sushi.
I love sushi.
I was thinking like I'll never get to eat sushi off somebody's naked body.
Well, you could try some. They have like if you go to sushi place, a lot of times they'll have like cooked chicken rolls and stuff like that. So like a teriyaki chicken roll and stuff. I mean, it's not really sushi, but you know, you can join in with your friends and have some fun.
Yeah.
So anyways, where was I? The Discord. Yeah. So if you're interested and you got a big old schlong, make sure you join our Discord, which you can find the link at fattangoproductions.com. Other than that, you can follow me at Matt Ridolfi on Twitter. I don't know if we ever said it. I used to plug Family Records just in case anyone's curious. That show has kind of stopped temporarily because of the move. Don't know if it's going to come back. We'll see. Same thing with Four to Tango and some of the others because of the distance now. But we'll see if it comes back. Other than that, let's see, Mikey, do your plugers.
I want to plug something funny in the Discord.
Oh yeah, Discord fun time.
Somebody,
wait, let's play our Discord fun time song. Ready? Hit the button. Fun in the Discord.
Oh yeah.
I'm glad we recorded that.
Yeah, no, it was really great. Somebody posted a sperm cookbook. You can you can go and buy a cookbook called Cooking with Sperm by Charlotte Summer. The special cookbook for culinary connoisseurs.
Culinary connoisseurs.
Yeah, I have a feeling that this book is going to miss a lot of the fantastic puns that they should hit.
So if you don't want to join our Discord to hang out with us and talk about the show, you can always join to get a link to a book to learn about cooking with sperm. But make sure you do that. That's a good one. Good catch. That's a good fun in the Discord.
Yeah.
Segment.
I'm looking to see if like you can get a page.
You to can, see like, what kind of things you can make.
To see, yeah, I want to see what like I want to see like what kind of ingredient list it is and shit like that.
And it's like stuff like eggplant parmesan with sperm, but instead of called eggplant, it's the eggplant emoji parmesan. That'd be fun.
Let me see. Okay, here's some lists you can make. You can make a sperm antipasto plate, sperm bruschetta Italiana, buffalo mozzarella and buffalo mozzarella and fruity sperm dressing, avocado mango salsa with sperm and shrimp, avocado sperm salad, arugula salad with sperm, mozzarella, and this is fucking hilarious.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Wild boar goulash with sperm topping.
Dude, do you think there's people out there that like really do this shit?
Yes. I know there's people that
like sperm, like eating it.
Yeah.
I've known people that enjoy it. So I guess so. I don't know that I feel like a lot of people don't want to just eat, but like liking the taste of sperm, but then mixing it in. Do you think it's like a kink or it's more of like, hey, this seems fun. Let's cook your sperm.
I think it depends on the person. I think some people will do it because it's like a kinky, intimate thing. Like, I'm going to cook your sperm into a meal and eat it. And I'm like, oh, yeah, baby. That's fucking
jack
hot.
Off into this cake batter for me real quick.
Oh, yeah, baby. Say cake a few more times.
What if you don't get enough sperm? Like, whoa, that's the thing in the book. It's like, okay, you add the dressing and then make sure you add 2 ounces of sperm. Like, what if you don't get enough? Do you have to save it? What if something calls for a cup?
It says portioning and storage, so I imagine
there's going to be portions, so you're going to have to collect it.
You're going to have to collect enough sperm to
See, that sounds sexy. That sounds sexy. If you're with someone and they're like, hey, I want to try this. And you're like, I'm not going to eat it. And they're like, well, I want to try it. And if I'm going to do it, I'm going to need a cup and a half of your sperm. So get over here. I'm going to crank one out. I mean, you're not going to say no.
Yeah.
If they're like, I need to crank one out of you real quick.
After this conversation and learning about like this book, the idea of this guy storing, having a cum jar is it's less weird to me now.
Oh, the Rainbow Dash cum jar? Yeah, maybe he was going to cook.
Yeah. And he's like, oh no, it cooked too soon. I cooked it early. Oh,
I should have kept it in the pantry.
I wonder if because you take sugar and you cook it down to caramelize it. Can you like caramelize your cum?
Probably.
Or would it all just like,
you didn't see any desserts in there? Chocolate lava cake with caramelized frosting or drip?
Pork fillet with zucchini and gorgonzola sperm sauce. That's funny. I'm sorry. That was fucking great. All right, dessert. Mascarpone raspberry quark. Raffaello sperm creme.
They're fancy.
New York sperm cheesecake, 8.5 sperm creme brulee.
Ooh.
You can make tequila sunrise, pina colada.
Ooh, drinks.
You make mojitos, Manhattan, sex on the beach. Makes sense. Damn.
And it's nutritious. Sperm is good for you.
Yes, I guess. Lamb's lettuce with pomegranate seeds and sperm dressing. I feel a little weird putting sperm dressing on lamb.
Come all over my meat, daddy. What would be hilarious if one of them is like T-bone steak with sperm sauce or whatever. And it's like walks you all the way through cooking the steak and then plate it and then jizz nicely in a jizz drizzle over the top. Like it just tells you to like fucking jizz on the steak. And add a little butter.
All right.
Yeah. Do your plugs.
All right. Check out at Fat Tango Productions on Instagram. Check out at Fat Tango Podcast on Twitter. And check out Fat Tango Presents, a show. It's a podcast. Check out Fat Tango Presents. Those are my plugs. And I'm done plugging you today.
Appreciate it.
Yep. Let's go cook it.
All right, y'all. Well, thanks for joining us for another episode. We got one more till the finale of season 3, in which we should have our big special guest.
Yes.
So that's it for today. Until next week.
Peace.
Late.
Out.
This has been a Fat Tango production.